Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment Ports, of course. That was Casey Neach, who appeared last Saturday night for Culture Shock Entertainment Ports. My apologies for being tardy. Was having the worst time getting in. Also, I was already a few minutes late, and then was having the worst time getting my call set up. But again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's talk about new films, new music, and of course, the Emmys that are happening tomorrow night. A lot of hot movies at the movie theaters this weekend. I'm not doing a movie this weekend unless, you know, it's on Xfinity On Demand. Comcast, big shout out to On Demand, love On Demand. But I'm just wondering how Prisoners would do this weekend. I had seen a tweet from one of my fave actors, Eric Roberts, and he mentioned that it is very depressing. But I love the trailer. I had seen the trailer a few weeks ago. Well, I had seen it before that, but really in detail when I had gone to see The Butler, couple of weeks ago. But all star camps like that, I'm just wondering how can a film like that lose, really. Thank you again for tuning in, and let's talk about movies that are new and movies that are coming real soon. Of course, you guys know that As I Lay Dying, you know I got to promote James Franco. He's showing love to the beautiful state of Mississippi. Got to show him love right back. As I Lay Dying will be released in movie theaters on the 27th, along with many other fantastic movies. And also, he's in the midst of casting. I mean, he might be in Mississippi right now, because all I know, because I know they're casting for The Sound of Fury, which is also based on the Will Fossman book. And then they're also casting today in Natchez for the biopic, James Brown biopic, that is directed by Tate Taylor, who directed The Help here in Jackson. And he's a native of Jackson and lives in Vicksburg. So there are, you know, a few films being made, like, right here, right now in Jackson, Mississippi. So, again, I have to shout out the Franco family, James Franco, David Franco, their mother and grandmother and all that, in regards to, you know, in regards to As I Lay Dying. That seemed like it's going to be a pretty interesting movie, too. I like that trailer. But opening this week, Battle of the Year, Prisoners, The Wizard of Oz, an IMAX 3D experience, Rush, seeing those guys on The View yesterday, Enough Said, Hot Cuisine, IP Man, The Final Fight, COG, My Lucky Star, A Single Shot, Thanks for Sharing, Plus One, After Tiller, Generation Iron, In Search of the American Dream, Utopia, The Short Game, in Zaytown. And there's Insidious, The Family, Riddick, We're the Millers, Lee James, The Butler, Two Guns, love that film, Despicable Me 2, Instructions Not Included, Percy Jackson, Steve Munster, Playing, The Spectacular Now, Your Next, The Ultimate Life. Those films are still this year also, so you can check those films out. So we can continue on talking about the movies, and you can also chat with me in the chat room and also call in if you would like. I'm not looking at the call-in screen right now because I was trying to get started. So right now on my laptop, I'm checking out what's going on with the movies, and I switched to my other phone, my Android, to check out other stories that we need to talk about, like right now. Wow. Some interesting things are happening. Let's see. The new week. Yeah, so there's a... Let's see. I'm going to check out the calendar. And I'm checking out Fandango. You know, to know any and everything, Fandango is like the perfect place to go. We have the Emmys going on tomorrow. We have all kind of sports. Baseball been happening all day today. Just all kind of things are happening. Okay. Oh, so I have the schedule. I've tweaked the schedule. So the schedule is this. On Mondays, Motivating Mondays, remain 5:30 a.m., Wednesdays, Matters of the Heart Wednesday, 5:30 a.m. Fridays, you know, we really go in deep and talk more sports and talk, you know, entertainment lifestyle topics. Fridays at 3 and Saturdays at 8. So Monday and Wednesday remain the same at 5:30 a.m. Fridays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Saturday nights at 8. But, you know, we can be flexible with those still. Like sometimes when I do have people scheduled to be interviewed, sometimes they prefer a certain time. So sometimes the schedules might change, but consistency is everything. And now that I've checked out the schedule and have broadcast at different times of the day, then that is what I've tweaked and what I found out would be okay, would be good. Doing mornings, Monday and Wednesday. You know, start the Mondays off bright and early. Wednesday, Friday evening at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Saturday night at 8 p.m. But every once in a while, I might do a morning show, might do an afternoon show. I remember when I first started doing Saturdays, it was early morning. But then the more I talk to artists and producers, they prefer at least after 10 o'clock, you know. But 8 p.m. on Saturday night. And not too late, not too early. Unless, you know, the times can change. And first Sunday of each month would be the show to geared toward those of us that are youth advocates. And that's from ages of 1 to 100, and where we would discuss issues affecting youth, young people, and youth advocates issues. Now, we would talk about society overall, but especially youth advocacy and youth and young people issues, topics that are really important to youth advocates, young people advocates, to young people, young adults, and to youth and kids. And on October the 6th, Pam Greer is scheduled to be a guest on the program. She's busy this weekend. Tomorrow I have a South of Balance basketball event. But she will be visiting with us on October the 6th on Sunday to talk about her project and her passion to help the community. She spearheads a lot of South of Balance rallies and prayer vigils here in the city of Jackson. And looking forward to speaking with her on October the 6th. So it should be very interesting. It should be very informative and probably will motivate many also to get more involved. I know many of you are involved, but it's that discussion probably will get you more involved of just making, you know, little baby steps and doing your best to make our community a little better. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, right now, I am really improvising because my screen is off and I'm working on getting it back up. Working on getting it back up. So here it comes. My throat is a little dry, so I need to drink some water or something. But that's the schedule, 5:30 a.m. on Monday and Wednesday. 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time on Friday. So working on tweaking, doing some changes with the show, you know, talk about fun things that, you know, a lot of guests need to be booked. That I just need to confirm the date and also the topics that we discuss are very important and never run out of topics. I just talked to my mother a few minutes ago because last week she said I would come on your show and share recipes. So I was just letting her know, hey, we need to get these recipes together. And it looked like we'll be talking on more than one show in regards to recipes, because we can talk about recipes in general, but then we can talk about recipes also that are popular for this season, for autumn time and the approaching holiday season. Also on Facebook, my cousin Linda, which some of you are familiar with, but she pretty much called in and was a regular last year. Based in Dallas, also an artist. She and I were talking about the fantastic recipes that my mother have, and there are recipes from comfort foods to bacon, banana pudding, icebox pie. Just this past year have I perfected her icebox pie recipe. I cook stuffing, but I have yet perfected her dressing recipe, which my cousin and I were talking about how delicious her dressing recipe is. And many of you probably want that recipe also. So definitely looking forward to that. I was just letting them know we'll be doing it real soon. It'll probably be on Friday. So with time will go by so fast. Some of you can call in also to share your favorite recipes or just talk about, you know, recipes, cooking. So I'm working on getting this the screen back up. Here it comes. Because I need to play a song so I can drink some water or some tea. So here it comes. Tomorrow will be the Saints and Arizona Cardinals. Yesterday went down the schedule of the NFL season schedule. for tomorrow. This is game three of the regular NFL season. And aren't we excited, huh? I know I am. Okay. If you're calling, if you're on hold or anything, I'll be with you. And if you're in the chat room, I'll be in the chat room in just a second. Please excuse me. I had to clear my throat. I don't know about you guys, but it rained all night here in the Magnolia State of Mississippi. We're here in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. Anyhow. Okay. Well, thank you. Here's Dread Days Protection, my friends in L.A.
Protection. Hating on our swag, yeah, they hating how we ball with 100,000. those who don't know. And it ain't 17 for sure. Ain't gotta be bragging about how great I am in places I go. Cause better believe the whole DM does show me loving for sure. I'm opening doors like I was door with a transitional train. Weighing it heavily upon your brain like a positional pain. Keep them attacks on steady like dope boys standing in rain. So haters maintain in your own lane, making it simple and plain. And it's still posted up in the parking lot, pivoting their pins on things. Looking for more weedies to feed me. I'm a champion, man. And make no mistake, the weather illustrator be nothing shorter than Texas great. So hey, go on, pump it up in your legs. This is nice.
They know me, man. My name is Drav. And I do what the fuck I want. What I do is this music shit, nigga. And your job is to make sure you keep up. Cause if you fuck up.
I heard you answering opportunities at the door. I gave them all I got, then some and more. But yet they look at me like, what the fuck you die for? This is all of me, heart and soul. Mixed with this music, I'm the motherfucking antidote. Now that's sick, and I done lost the cure. Are you the best? Well, I don't know for sure. Surfing on these niggas, diving into my bitch at night. I'm Superman in the flesh, and I'm infatuated with kryptonite. Oh, oh, oh. Ain't mad at nothing like me, you ain't heard nothing like this. My flow is rough as this carpet, and right now I'm hotter than piss. Damn, damn, damn. Bone curse, I'm a retarded genius. No sense, but I do mean it. Rest up if you think I'm sleeping, and I'm making it my time, and I'm making it my time.
Every
I know this ain't nobody copy, but fuck it, it's still so good. No, I just did that, no pretty bad models, no hands, rock.
What you want.
If this ain't what I do, then I don't do shit, nigga.
Wow. That's Drev, reppin' Marrero, Louisiana. I'm still wondering where is that. What's his name? MC Dick from Marrero? Marrero. I know they used to come to Jackson. They would always come to the store that I worked in. I was styling. I used to love styling, he and his group. But Draft is based in Marrero. He's a native of New Orleans. And that's a song I have not played before, and that's my time. He has some pretty other awesome songs also. And I have played a couple of his other songs. And you can find more of his music at reverbnation.com also. And again, that's Draft. And I just have to shout out my dear friends who send me invites, and looking forward to coming back to Dallas in the near future. But my friend Angela Kiss Dallas, many of you are familiar with, of Kiss Entertainment Group, she has an amazing event that happens every Friday night. First Fridays, Intimacy First Fridays, and she is invited, and she's promoting an event that she has going on October 4th, 5th weekend. That's doing the Grambling and Prairie View game. Please excuse me, my throat is still dry, and it was some other things going on in here also. Smoke. smoke is getting in my throat. Intimacy First Fridays, Grambling Prairie View edition. It's going to be a lot of live bands, comedians, poets, vocalists. It's going to be at the Sandega 813 Nightclub, Jazz Club, located 813 Exposition Avenue in Dallas, Texas at 75226. And it's for the public, and it starts at 8 and ends at 2. And again, these are the details of her event, and I've loved networking with her for many years, and we have yet met in person yet. When I was there for working with Kate for New Year's Eve, I didn't get a chance to She had some New Year's Eve events going on and all that, and I was on a working vacay, and the weather was so hot. So hopefully the next time I get to Dallas, I will be able to attend one of her events. But Intimacy First Fridays began as a vision in the heart and soul of Angela Kiss Dallas to provide an avenue for local artists to be seen, featured, and put on display. This vision has materialized to be the most entertaining First Friday event DFW has to offer. That's Kiss Entertainment Group Dallas and HC3 Enterprises have joined forces to separate Intimacy from all open mic or live entertainment events that occur on First Fridays in the DFW Metroplex. A seasoned professional blend of fine entertainment from comedians, poets, live bands, vocalists, musicians, DJs. We are here to entertain you. So Friday, October the 4th, if you're in Dallas or if you're visiting Dallas, you didn't have to be there for the game, just if you're there, this is a cool event to go to. Dallas Fort Worth Grambling Alumni, Purview A&M Alumni, we ask you to join the perfect crowd, the most unpretentious vibe, the most talented individuals, the most socially mature and sexy group of professionals coming together to mix and mingle and be thoroughly entertained. And the live band Soulful Styles will be there, DJ Brent inside, special guest DJ on the patio, special a Dallas Slam Team member, Rage the Poet, Joel Ronald, also known as comedian Junebug, as your host. There's also a CD release showcase with Cedric Divine. A slew of DFW's most talented artists will bless the stage. The doors will open at 8. Early arrival is suggested, and you guys still have to call for table and booth and RSVPs at 972-810-7327-214-355-6240. And it's hosted by Hershel Cooper and Angela Kiss Dallas. And Hershel is always promoting some awesome events and shows. And thank them both for always including me on their invite list. So amazing. So that's why I don't mind, spreading the word for them. You know, that's what it's all about, to effectively network with one another. So if you're in Dallas, check out that event. I was just looking at an article, too, about another good game. Those games tomorrow are going to be on point. That Falcons and the Miami Dolphins game, that's going to be a good one. Those are two good games, two good teams. So that's wow. That's a whole other one. Here's Flows Like Wine. Flows Like Wine is a group of guys that are friends with Casey Meech. And he's working on projects with them. And when he comes back, probably going to bring his brother back, Johnny Tanner.
I'm sorry. But I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone. The good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. We need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness, gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. All will be lost. For those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate. The unloved and the unnatural. You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us fight for a new world. Let us fight to free the world. To do away with national barriers.
to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. Let us all unite.
So tell me who I am, how I'm supposed to die. That there's no such thing as why. I heard a man can change the stars to satellites. Is there no reason I should try? With the skies as my referral, ignited fire inside my heart. It's okay to be outside. I hold your hand when it gets dark. Make it through the night. I swear I'll be ours. If they're asking who we are, if they're asking us we are, tell them, baby, I don't know what to tell them.
Love Casey Neach. This is definitely a place come for the best in independent and underground artists. True God Immortal, Draft, Keros, Oki Riki, Slow. I mean, it just goes on and on. On. And if you think I played some of the same songs or same artists over again, I have so many others to share with you in interviews and in their music also. Because, I mean, these are independent artists. These are people and artists that do it on their own. And they sound just wonderful. So support their music, support their shows. And also to the mainstream artists also that support the show, thank you so much also for your support. It's amazing, and I thank you for supporting Internet Radio. Here's Six String Woody, Falling Down. Six String with it. Yes, yes, yes. Falling Down. It sounds so, so good. Man, oh, man. And no, I had my song already. Oh, there it is. Because I was about to say something. Speaking of Miami, speaking of the big game tomorrow, and somebody that has the coolest face, one of the coolest Facebook pages out there, is the baddest bitch herself, Trina of Miami. Cool Facebook page.
Hey, yo, Frenchie, call that nigga Meek Mill. Tell Meek Mill to call Wale. Tell Wale call that bitch me and him fuck last night in the motherfucking Roosevelt. Tell that bitch to call Ross. Tell him let me hold this real quick. Let go. Yeah. I'm selling out arenas. Got a bad bitch and her ass fat. She play with balls like Venus. That ass fat like Serena's. That pussy girl like Trina's.
Huh? Huh?
Yeah, good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina.
So sophisticated.
That pussy good like Trina.
Never, never,
that pussy
ever,
good like Trina.
Ever,
never like Trina.
Yeah, I'm balling out in Nina. Got my birthday bag with my hair back and I'm feeling like a trillion.
Trillion.
That bitch back and I'm dealing. Got my top back with no ceiling. My shades on, sitting on blazing. I'm stumbling through these millions. Great for me, let's get it. This shit it wait for you did it. Must be all gone on your molly.
Yeah.
I beg your pot and no dolly. I'm all about making dollars.
Dollar,
my fees are caught by bribers. Crying, popping collar, piece popping bottles. No time for popping that garbage.
Got
one bitch in the front.
Hey,
yo, bitch in my lap.
Yeah.
And she going in face first. She all up in my slack. I keep the heat, no fat. So don't fuck around and get wet. I'm big baller, no chat. Cause the bad bitch is back.
I'm back. That pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. That pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina.
Do your shopping on Madison. That diamond's bright like challenges. Who the fuck you think you challenges? I'm for a season, she's radicin'. I'm paper fagging your cabinet. I'm about to bitch first and bagging it. Ha, I tell the truth. I'm bad as fuck and I'm hella cute. You never seen a chick like Trina, bitch. Got swag you can fill up arenas with. And I ain't fucking shit with no benefits. You gotta rob something, I'm gonna flip a brick. I'm going harder. 50 racks at Bell Harbor. Me and my female partner. Money, nigga, bring the cars out. Play my name, you gon' bring the cars out. Trina, my clothes to me. Shining like beans.
I shine like
beans. Beans, 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 beans. Beans, 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 beans.
Shine like
beans. Beans, 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 beans. Beans, 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 beans.
I shine like
I've been breaking niggas. I ain't with that cake, nigga. How much check you making, nigga? If you a Miami Heat or Thunder, nigga.
Show up and show out.
can see that whole swag cube get broke down. Suck the dick to them side. And look me in my eyes, gotta make the head fly. I go live, MDMA. A few times I was tripping in the face. I'm racked up, and plus my hoes got their cash up. I don't fuck with hoes with no benefits. You better hit them stones and start stripping, bitch. Trina got shown for me red bottles. Bitch, eat my baby mama, I'm going harder. And my bitch on Molly, smoking ganja. We ride around bumping the oldest starter. I taught her how to shoot at loaded chopper. I'm about to teach her how to mix the coke with water. And if she can't, I'ma get a hold that smarter. Big and Bird can see the piece. Them BTS are shining like beans.
Beans, 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 beans.
Miami, what's up to my Miami and my state of Florida listeners and supporters and friends all around the country and around the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and support. Here's True God Immortal. What's up, Baltimore?
I think there's a perception of love full of conception. When it starts to break down, you'll see the time that you've invested. There's no natural selection. If feelings come and go, there's no protection. So even hurt will in time become accepted. And so while I sit here just reading books to my daughter, looking around the room, seeing everything that we bought her. Flash sex to her mom, giving birth inside of the water. Fast forward to present day, and his family's facing slaughter. Remember what I taught her, never thought she would harbor all this hurt and resentment. Perhaps I gave her incentive, so now I'm a baby father. Instead of being a husband, we both stubborn and petty. I'm ready to find redemption, she's ready to find attention. Couldn't see her intention, she seemed to have a new man. Nothing I could do on prevention, but you live your life, though it ain't as short as we think. Bring that nigga near my daughter, I'll kill him, won't even blink. I'm watching you moving back, but she thinks it's cool to be ratchet. While hair and skin might be natural, image is something practiced. So is she faking the actual? Or maybe I'm just bitter while painting a clearer picture, cause moving on isn't practical. So is this a heartbreak? Maybe it isn't known. It's probably karma. I've just styled a couple heartbreaks of my own. And so, before you leave and before we create issues, here. There's a piece of my soul you can take with you. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. A keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. How did we come about? Truth be told, I cannot remember. Maybe I do a little. I think we met in December. Scratch that, there was a snowstorm. Thinking it's February. We known each other for years, so that timing ain't necessary. What's odd is that you liked me for years and I never noticed. Well, maybe I saw the signs, but on you I just wasn't focused. You had a boyfriend initially, with who you had some history. Together for a couple years, but you don't think it's meant to be. So we end up chilling while we did, it's still a mystery. Then you had started kissing me, lines we crossed them essentially. I'm in your room on top of you, caught inside of your wetness. This nigga's calling your phone. Right then I start to regret this. Next morning you break up with him, hoping he gets a message. Say you got some heavy feelings for me, you want to express it. But shit, I didn't feel the same, I just let it continue. Kiss your neck to not look into your eyes whenever I'm in you. There's guilt inside of my heart, I wasn't thinking with that. Her pussy's so tight and wet, that's what keeps on bringing me back. Sometime later she's in search of commitment I couldn't give to her. And at this point relationships only create a prisoner. She's got her own place, she's asking me can I live with her. She said I got a heart, but in mind she's only a visitor. So, though at times a nigga may miss you, here's a piece of my mind that you can take with you. True. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. A keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be. We met at work, she said she's looking for her Mr. Right. I'm staring at her thinking, damn, this girl's my kryptonite. Red bone, fat ass, pretty feet. Started talking every day, and at a point the shit gets deep. We daily texting and chatting, and soon everybody starts to think that we're an item. Blame me for letting it happen. I'm tripping since she's older, thinking this ain't perfect timing. On the dance floor at the Christmas party, we touching and grinding. Watched her cry inside the cafe. She sang, which was rare. She used to be in the band, but stopped singing cause no one cared. Well, maybe that's a bit harsh. She just never saw success. Became a fan of D.A.R. and said with talent I was blessed. Conversations heating up, late nights just talking sex. Said the way I used to word things would quickly make her wet. Fast forward, shit done changed and shit now we barely talking. She may text me every now and then, but really isn't often. She said you might be the one, but our bond is way too close. She sent me news the next day, so I'm confusing her approach. Shit is meant to be a fantasy and simply nothing more. Phone sex and freaky texting, but that's all that we explore. Can't lie, I felt connection, but just knew it wouldn't work. If we tried, it wouldn't last, so I risk us getting hurt. Maybe in the future I may get you, but here's a piece of imagination you can take with you. I'm saying, so I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me, a keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be.
Reach for the top.
Dropping next month. He's coming back too to talk about it, why he's such a talent. And also catch him here on Blog Talk Radio on Mondays and Thursdays as he co-hosts Wrestling Heels. I mean, a show where you can find out, I'm talking about the ins and outs of wrestling, from the wrestler themselves to the people behind them, promoters and the managers and everything are covered. He even broadcasts live from WWE events also. So check him out. And also check out his new music, and he will be back soon to talk with us. I always love it when he comes. I always learn something new. What does the LA Times have to say about the Emmys tomorrow night? Emmys 2013, what time are the Emmy Awards? And they show a picture of Heidi Klum, Zachary Quinto, Michael Douglas, and Kerry Washington, Los Angeles Times, and Christy Kashaba. Authored this article, and it says that the shiny golden statue, the sparkling ball gown, the actors and actresses. Hold on, what about the time? Well, the 65th Primetime Emmy Awards ceremony, lauding the best in primetime television, will be broadcast live beginning at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 7 my time, Central Standard Time, Sunday, September the 22nd on CBS. CBS, from the Nokia Theater in downtown Los Angeles. For those who crave major glimpse of the red carpet, the pre-broadcast takes place at 4 p.m. PD time and 7 p.m. ED time, Eastern Standard Time. I love watching the red carpet of the pre-broadcast. The pre-broadcast, yeah. Four-time Emmy-nominated actor Neil Patrick Harris, who is always a good host, returns as host, this time also playing in Ehrlich. I couldn't be more honored and excited to be hosting this year's Emmy Awards, the Time at Your Mother actor said, and what perfect timing. I just did that same strip I'm about to use for the Tonys, and the Emmy for Best Revival of a Musical goes to Breaking Bad. See? Told you it works. And one thing about it, you can stay up to date with Emmy's full coverage and the nominees and everything. The telecast will pay tribute to the late soprano James Gandolfini, Family Ties producer Gary David Goldberg, Glee star Corey Monteith, All in the Family cast member Gene Stapleton, and Mark and Mindy actor Jonathan Winters. Six-time Emmy nominee Don Cheadle will lead a look back at television's role in the coverage of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963, followed by performance from Grammy-winning artist Carrie Underwood honoring the music of the era. That should be interesting and good. Presenting duos to take the stage include Tina Fey with Amy Poehler, Kerry Washington with Diane Carroll and Zooey, with Emily Deschanel. The Emmy Des will also see Matt Damon, Sophia Vergara, and Cranston with a performance from Elton John. It'll be his first time performing at the Emmy. The Grammy-winning legend will pay tribute to the late performer, Liberace. This is going to be a good award show. A biopic about Liberace's HBO's Behind the Count LeBron is nominated for 15 awards. We have the reactions from this year's top nominees. Heck, we have last year's too, from House of Cards star Kevin Spacey to Game of Thrones star Emilia Clarke. Even the reaction in the show's lingua franca, The Rocky, we've got you covered. It was a first for Netflix web-only series nominations, garnering 14 nods total, and proven broadcast and cable networks one of the only players in the game. HBO picked up to 108 nods, 27 more than last year, with the made-for-TV movie Behind the Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut-Cut- 3 nominations each. And FX's Gossip miniseries American Horror Story Asylum earned 17 noms, among them Best Miniseries and Lead Actress for Jessica Lange. I've always liked her. Coming in second was HBO's fantasy drama series Game of Thrones with 16 noms. Curious to see how our pundits' predictions. Say No More. And they say you can also check out BuzzMeter for the Emmy's 9 key categories. Or what about what you or our readers think? No problem. Turn to our play-at-home ballot to see how you fare. This is the LA Times. And for a complete list of winners and nominees, check out LA Times. And for up-to-minute news, pan on over to the envelope. You'll be up to speed in no time. Last year, Emmy host Jimmy Kimmel encouraged viewers to share their thoughts on Twitter, especially those regarding Tracy Morgan's blackout on stage. I remember that. The incident amassed 25,000 tweets, according to the Mashable, when tweeting this year used the hashtag Emmy. Okay, hashtag Emmy, E-M-M-Y-S. While online, users can click on over to Backstage Live and all access behind-the-scenes pass to the Emmys that were streaming simultaneously on CBS.com, Yahoo.com, and Emmys.com. Among the 15 cameras sprinkled backstage, fans can gawk at stars mingling and posing with the Emmy statuettes and even pull footage from the director's feed. So that should be excited. Looking forward to it. Let's see. I want to check out something else while we're still broadcasting. And we still need to talk about new music, huh? A lot of new music coming out and tours also, right? We got Drake with new music and many others. We have good tours. Kanye has an American tour kicking off real soon, right? Kicking off in Seattle, isn't it? Let's see. What is the complete list? Okay, just going to do a quick little rundown right quick. In the nominations, and this is back in July, but in the nominations, I'm going to just run over some of the nominees, which many of you are already familiar with and know. The single most lauded program was FX's Gossip miniseries American Horror, like I mentioned just a few minutes ago. Drama series with nominations are Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, Downton Abbey, Homeland, House of Cards, and Mad Men. Actor in a drama, Hugh Bonneville, Downton Abbey, Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad, Jeff Daniels, The Newsroom, Dunham, Mad Men, Damian Lewis, Homeland, Kevin Spacey, House of Cards. And then actress in the drama, Claire Danes, Homeland, Vera Farmiga, Bates Motel, Michelle Dockery, Downton Abbey, Robin Wright, House of Cards, Elizabeth Moss, Mad Men, Connie Brinton, Nashville, and Kerry Washington. Scandal! Writing for a drama. George, Master Breaking Bad, Thomas Notch, Breaking Bad, Julianne Stone, Downtown Abbey, David Benioff and D.B. Wise, Game of Thrones, Henry Bromwell, wait a second, Homeland, directing for a drama, Tim Van Patten, Boardwalk Empire, Michelle McLaurin, Breaking Bad, Jeremy Webb, Downtown Abbey, Leslie Linka-Glatter, Homeland, and David Fincher for House of Cards. And then supporting actor in the drama, Bobby Cannavale, Boardwalk Empire, Jonathan Banks, Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul, Breaking Bad, Jim Carter, Downtown Abbey, Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones, and Mandy Patinkin, Homeland. Supporting actors in a drama, Anna Gunn, Breaking Bad, Maggie Smith, Downtown Abbey, Emilia Clarke, Game of Thrones, Christine Baranski, The Good Wife, Marina Baccarin, Homeland, Christina Hendricks, Mad Men. Comedy series, The Big Bang Theory, CBS, Girls, HBO, Louis, FX, Martin Family, ABC, 30 Rock, NBC, and Veep, HBO. And then there's actor in a comedy, Alec Baldwin, 30 Rock, Jason Bateman, Arrested Development, Jim Parsons, The Big Bang Theory, Matt LeBlanc, Episodes, Louis C.K. Louis, Don Cheadle, House of Lies. And my name, actress in a comedy, Tina Fey, 30 Rock, Laura Dern, Enlightened, Lena Dunham, Girls, Ida Falco, Nurse Jackie, Amy Poehler, Parks and Recreation, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, V. Writing for a comedy, David Crane and Jeffrey Cleric, Episodes, Louis C.K. and Pamela Adlon, Louis, Greg Daniels, The Office, Jack Burditt and Robert Carlock, 30 Rock, Tina Fey and Tracy Wigfield, 30 Rock. Directing for a comedy, Lena Dunham, Girls, Paris Barclay, Glee, Louis C.K., Louis, Gail Mancuso, Martin Family, and Beth McCarthy Miller, 30 Rock. Then there's supporting actor in a comedy, Adam Driver, Girls, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Martin Family, Ed O'Neill, Martin Family, Ty Burrell, Martin Family, Bill Hader, SNL, and Tony Hale, Veep. Supporting actors in the comedy, Maheem Bialik, The Big Bang Theory, Jane Lynch, Glee, Sofia Vergara, Martin Family, she's like the highest paid actress on television, Julie Bowen, Martin Family, Merritt Weaver, Nurse Jackie, Jane Krakowski, 30 Rock, and Anna Klumsky, Veep. Miniseries of movie, American Horror Story, Asylum, FX, Behind the Candle of Bra, HBO, The Bible History, Jill Spector, HBO, Political Animals, USA, Top of the Lake, Sundance. I love Sundance. Actor in a miniseries of movie, Michael Douglas, Behind the Candle of Bra, Matt Damon, Behind the Candle of Bra, Toby Jones, The Girl, Benedict Cumberbatch, Parades In, and Al Pacino, Phil Spector. Then there's actress in a miniseries of movies. Jessica Lange, American Horror Story, Asylum, Laura Linney, The Big C, Hereafter, Helen Mirren, Phil Spector, Sigourney Weaver, Political Animals, and Elizabeth Moss, Top of the Lake. Writing for the miniseries of movie, Richard LaGravenis, Behind the Kettle of Bra, Abby Morgan, The Hour, Tom Stoppard, A Parade's End, David Mamet, Phil Spector, Jane Campion, and Gerard Lee, Top of the Lake. Directing for a miniseries of movies, Steven Soderbergh, Behind the Kettle of Bra, Julian Gerald, The Girl, David Mamet, Phil Spector, Allison Anders, Ring of Fire, and Jane Campion, and Gerard Lee, Top of the Lake. Supporting actor in a miniseries of movies, James Cromwell, American Horror Story, Asylum, Zachary Quinto, American Horror Story, Asylum, Scott Bakula, behind the kettle of raw. John Benjamin Hickey, the big C hereafter. Peter Mullen, top of the lake. Supporting actress in a miniseries of movies. Sarah Paulson, American Horror Story Asylum. Imelda Salton, The Girl. Ellen Burstyn, Political Animals. Charlotte Rampling, Restless. Effa Woodard, Still Magnolias. And I'm hoping I'm saying Kettle of Raw right. Reality Competition, The Amazing Race, CBS. Dance with Stars, ABC. Project Runway, Lifetime. So You Think You Can Dance, Fox. Top Chef, Bravo, and The Voice, NBC. Reality Competition host, Ryan Seacrest. American Idol, Betty White. Betty White's Off Their Rockets. That show is so funny. Tom Bergeron, Dancing with the Stars. The winner is Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn for Project Runway. Kat Dilley also is nominated for So You Think You Can Dance. Anthony Bourdain, The Taste. Guest actor in a drama, Nathan Lane, The Good Wife. Michael J. Fox, The Good Wife. Rupert Friend, Homeland. Robert Morris, Mad Men. Harry Hamlin, Mad Men. They're saying that the winner, Dan Boop, can't cut to see Scandal. So I'm just saying what they have here. Guests are actors in a comedy, Molly Shannon, Enlightened, Dot Marie Jones, Lee, winner, Melissa Leo Louis, Melissa McCarthy, Saturday Night Live, Kristen Wiig, Saturday Night Live, and NBC, Alan Stritch, 30 Rock. Variety series, The Colbert Report, Comedy Central, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Comedy Central, Jimmy Kimmel Live, ABC, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, NBC, Real Time with Bill Maher, HBO, and Saturday Night Live, NBC. Variety Special, winner of the Kennedy Center Honors, CBS, Louis C.K., Oh My God, HBO, Mel Brooks Strikes Back with Mel Brooks and Alan Yee, Told, HBO, Saturday Night Live, Weekend Update, Thursday, Part 1, NBC, 12-12-12, The Concert for Sandy, Release. Writing for a variety series, The Colbert Report, Comedy Central, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Comedy Central, Jimmy Kimmel Live, ABC, Portlandia, IFC, Real Time with Bill Maher, HBO, Saturday Night Live, NBC. Writing for Variety Special, the 7th Annual Golden Globes Awards, NBC. Winner, Louis C.K., Oh My God, HBO. Night of Too Many Stars, America Comes Together for Autism Programs, Comedy Central. Saturday Night Live, Weekend Update Thursday, Part 1, NBC. 66th Annual Tony Awards on CBS. And director for Variety Series, James Hodgson's Son, The Colbert Report, Chuck O'Neill, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Andy Fisher, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Jerry Foley, Late Show with David Letterman, Jonathan Crystal, Portlandia, Don Roy King, Saturday Night Live. Director for a Variety Special. Winner of the Kennedy Center Honors, Louis J. Herbert, London, that was the winner. London 2012 Olympic Games opening ceremony, Bucky Gut and Hamish Hamilton, Louis C.K., Oh My God, Louis C.K., the Oscars, Don Mischer, 12-12-12, the concert for Sandy Relief, Micah Dempsey. Special Class Programs, 17th Annual Golden Globes Awards, NBC. London 2012 Olympic Games opening ceremony, NBC. The Oscars, ABC. Rodgers Hammerstein Carousel, live from Lincoln Center, PBS. Winner? Annual Tony Awards, CBS. Special Class, short format, live Cation entertainment program. Between Two Ferns, FunnyOrDie.com, Burning Love, Yahoo.com, Winter Children's Hospital, The Cartoon Network, The Daily Show Correspondents Explain, TheDailyShow.com, Super Bowl Halftime Show, Star Beyonce, CBS, 30 Rock, The Rebel Souls, NBC.com. Special Class, short format, non-fashion fiction program. Comedians in Cars, Getting Coffee, Crackle.com, Jay Leno's Garage, JayLeno'sGarage.com, The Office, The Farewells, NBC.com, Winner, Remembering 9/11, History.com, 30 Rock, The Final Season, NBC.com, Top Chef, The Last Chance, Kitchen, BravoTV.com. Also, Interactive Program, Bravo's Top Chef Interactive Experience, BravoTV.com, Game of Thrones Season 3 Enhanced Digital Experience, HBO.com, The Homeland Show Sync Experience, Show.com, Killing Lincoln, NateGOTV.com, Winner, Night of Too Many Stars, America Comes Together, Autism Programs, ComedyCentral.com, The Team Coco Sync My Type Screen Experience, TeamCoco.com, The Walking Dead Story Sync, AMCTV.com, Children's Program, The Look Charlie Disney Channel, iCarly Nickelodeon, Winner Nick News with Linda Ellerbe, Forgotten But Not Gone, Kids HIV AIDS Nickelodeon, The Weight of the Nation for Kids, Quiz Ed, HBO, A Young Art Masterclass, HBO also nominated. Oh, wait a second. Reality Programs, Antique Roadshow, PBS, Deadless Catch, Discover Channel, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, Food Network, Mythbusters, Discovery Channel, Shark Tank, ABC, Winner, Undercover Boss, CBS, Shark Tank, Undercover Boss, oh my God, Secret Millionaire, those shows I love so much, Documentary or Nonfiction Special, All the President's Men Revisited, Discovery Channel, Crossfire Hurricane, HBO, Death and the Civil War, American Experience, CBS, also HBO, Winner, Manhunt, The Inside Story of the Hunt for Bin Laden, HBO. Documentary and Nonfiction Series, The Abolitionist, American Experience, PBS. Winner, American Masters, PBS. The Men Who Built America, History. Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman's Science Channel, Vice, HBO. Informational Series of Special. Winner, Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, CNN, Brain Games, NGC, Inside the Actors, Studio Bravo, Oprah's Masterclass on Stand Up to Cancer, 10th Planet. Writing for Nonfiction Programming, Anthony Bourdain, for Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, Libya, Dayton Duncan. Yay! Just received an approved from Kylie Jenner. Sent her Facebook request. I've been friends with Kylie, one of them, for a long time, because our birthdays are like a day apart. My birthday's like 11, and her birthday's like the 10th. Writing for Nonfiction Programming, Anthony Bourdain for Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, Libya, Dayton Duncan for The Dust Bowl, The Great Plow-Up, Mark Bailey Ethel, Winner Alex Gibney for Mia Maxima Kappa, Silence in the House of God, Stephen David, Patrick Rims, David C. White, Keith Palmer, Randy Councilman for The Men Who Built America, A New War Begins, Directed for Nonfiction Programming, Winner Robert Trachtenberg for American Masters, Mel Brooks Make a Noise, Rory Kennedy for Ethel, Alice Gibney for Mia Maxima Kappa, Silence in the House of God, Glenn Wise for Survivor Live Finale Reunion, Carol Moon Fans versus Favorites, Michael Simone for Survivor Live Finale and Reunion Philippines, Animated Program, Bob's Burgers for OT, The Outside Toilet, Fox, Kung Fu Panda, Legends of Awesomeness, Enter the Dragon, Nickelodeon, Regular Show, The Christmas Special, Cartoon Network, The Simpsons for Treehouse of Horror, Fox, Winner, South Park for Raising the Bar, Comedy Central, Short Format, Animated Program, Adventure Time for Simon Marcy, Simone Marcy, Cartoon Network, Clarence, CartoonNetwork.com, Winner Disney, Mickey Mouse Croissant, Detroit, Disney.com, Regular Show for A Bunch of Full-Grown Geese, Cartoon Network, Robot Chicken for Robot Chicken's ATM, Christmas Special, Cartoon Network, Voiceover Performance, Winner Lily Tomlin as Narrator, An Apology to Elephants, Seth MacFarlane as Brian Griffin, Stewie Griffin, Peter Griffin, and Brian Slade, Family Guy, Alex Borstein and Lois Griffin, Trisha Takawanawa, and Lois Comes Out of Her Shell, Family Guy, Bob Burgeon as Porky Pig, and We're in Big Trouble, The Looney Tunes Show, Sam Elliott as Narrator and Hurdle from a Helicopter into a Speeding Train, Robot Chicken, Seth Green as various characters in Robot Chicken, DC Comic Specials, Robot Chicken, that's another Facebook friend of mine, Seth Green, Art Direction for a Multi-Camera Series, John Scheffner, Francois, Kerry Cohen, and Shay for The Date Night Variable, The Bakersfield Expedition, The Lovesville Potential, The Big Bang Theory, Stefan G. Olsen, Susan X. Chabot, Lafar Hampton, P.S. I Love You, The Final Page, Part 2, How I Met Your Mother, Winner, John Janov, Robert Fry, Heidi Miller for Episodes 3 to 20, Master Chef. That's the winner. John Scheffner, Francois, Sherry Cohen, and Shay for Aboard the Chinese Mustard, Grab a Feather and Get in Line, My Bodacious Vidalia, 2.5 Men. Glenda Rovello, Amy Feldman, Horror and the Bare Truth, and Not So Sweet Charity, and The Silent Partner, Two Broke Girls. Jerry said that his nephew has appeared on Two Broke Girls before. Art direction for a single camera, excuse me, series. Werner, Bill Groom, Adam Scher, Carol Silverman, Sunday Best, Two Imposters, Margaret Sands, Boardwalk Empire. Jonathan McKinstry, Adam O'Neill, Judith Varga for Siblings, The Gorgias. Donnell Woods, Mark Kebby, Gina Cromwell for the Episode 7, Downtown Abbey, Gemma Jackson, Andy Thompson, Robert Cameron for Valar Dahiris, Kiss by Fire, Game of Thrones, Suzuki Ingersleff, Kat Smith, Ron V. Franco for Whatever I Am, You Made Me, Let's Boot and Rally, Sunset, True Blood. Art direction for a miniseries or movie, Mark Worthington, Edward L. Rubin, Ellen Brill for I Am Anne Frank, Part 2, Welcome to Briarcliff, American Horror Story Asylum, the winner, Howard Cummins, Patrick M. Sullivan, Barbara Munch, Cameron Behind the Kettle of Bra, Patricia Von Brandenstein, Freda Slavin, Diane Letterman, Bill Spector, Guy Barnes, Rosario Provenza, Wendy Ozos Barnes, Seal, Team 6, The Raid on Osama Bin Laden. Art direction for Variety on Nonfiction Programming, James Fennell, David Edwards, Jason Howard for Episode 168A, Episode 1610A, Dancing with Stars. We're on Mark Tildesley, Fedorette, Annie, Ann, Larb, Danny Ball, London 2012 Olympic Games Opening Ceremony, Derek McLean and Joe Sella, The Oxys. Winner Eugene Lee, Akira Yoshimura, Keith N. Ray Wolf, a host, Justin Timberlake, a host, Martin Sharp, host, Ben Affleck, Saturday Night Live. Anton Goss, James Pierce, Connolly, Zia Maria for Battle Rounds, Part 1, The Live Shows, and our finalists for Blind Auditions, Part 1, The Voice. Casting for a comedy series, Jennifer Houston, Girls, Jeff Greenberg, Modern Family, Julie Tucker, Ross Morrison, Nurse Jackie. The winner, Jennifer McNamara, Schroff, Blitchfeld, and Daniels, 30 Rock. Allison Jones, Pat Moran, and Meredith Tucker, Beat. Casting for a drama series, Jill Trevelyk, Downtown Abbey, Nina Gold, Robert Stern, Game of Thrones, Mark Sachs, The Good Wife, and Judy Henderson, Craig Finnecannon, Lisa May Finnecannon, Homeland. The winner, Lorraine Mayfield, Julie Schubert, House of Cards. Cast of our miniseries, movie, or special, Eric Dawson, Robert Ulrich, American Horror Story, Asylum. Winner, Carmen Cuba, Behind the Calabra. Jill Trevelyk, The Hour, David Rubin, Diane Heary, Political Animals, Christy McGregor, Tim Cleary, Top of the Lake. Choreography, Derek Ho, Allison Hoker for Routines, Heart Crying Stars, Dance with Stars, Derek Ho for Routines, Hey Pochuchko, Carlos Romero's Walking on Air, Dance with Stars, Warren Carlisle, Rogers Hammerstein's Carousel, Live from the Lincoln Center, Diane Tehai for Routines, possibly maybe Turning Page Sale, So You Think You Can Dance, Mandy Jo Moore for Routines, The Power of Love, Wild Horses, So You Think You Can Dance, Napoleon Domo, Tabitha Domo for Routines, Call of the Wild, Circle of Lies, Love Cats, Beautiful People, So You Think You Can Dance, Travis Wong for Routines, Where the Light Gets In Without You, Unchained Melody, So You Think You Can Dance. Cinematography for Multi-Camera Series, George Moradian, for Pirates of the Caribbean, The Exes, winner Christian LaFontaine, The Final Part, Page, Part 2, How I Met Your Mother, Gary Baum, for Molly's Birthday, Mike and Molly, Stephen V. Silver for Grab a Feather and Get in Line, 2.5 Men, Christian Love, Satan, and The Psychic Shakedown to the World. Cinematography for single camera series, Bill Coleman for My Gate, Sands for Walk Empire, Michael Slovis for Gliding Overall, Breaking Bad, Robert McLaughlin for Misha, Home of Thrones, Nelson Craig for Baruch Is Back, Homeland, Igil Gridlin for Chapter 1, House of Cards was the winner, Chris Manley for The Doorway. Cinematography for a miniseries or a movie, Michael Goy for I Am Frank, American and Frank, American Horror Story Asylum, Peter Andrews, Behind the Kettle of Raw, John Pardue, The Girl, Mike Ely for Part 5, Parade, and winner Adam Arkapov for Part 1, The Top of the Lake. Cinematography for nonfiction program, Todd Liebler, Zach Zamboni, Morgan Fallon, for Maya Namar, Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown. Buddy Squares, Ethel, Frank, Peter Lehman, Eric Rowland, Manhunt, The Inside Story of the Hunt for Bin Laden, Lisa Rensler, Mia Passama, Kalpa, Silence in the House of God, Richard V. Lopez for A New War Begins, The Men Who Beat America. Cinematography for reality programming, Cinematography Team for Be Safe and Don't Hit a Cow, The Amazing Race, Cinematography Team for Mutiny on the Bering Sea, Catch was the winner. Gustavo Dominguez for A Times Square Anniversary Party, Project Runway, Cinematography Team for Creating a Little Chaos, Survivor, Avery Bowles for Glacier Gourmand. Commercial for Chase, Great Papon, Winner, Inspire, Canon, Just Time, Google Chrome, and Jogger, Nike. Costumes for a series, Boardwalk Improper Resolution, HBO, the winner was Borgias for the Gunpowder Plot show at Showtime. Downtown Abbey for Episode 4, PBS. Game of Thrones for Walk of Punishment, HBO, and Once Upon a Time for Queen of Hearts. Costumes for a miniseries, movie, special, American Horror Story, Asylum, for Madness Ends, FX. Behind the Kettle of Raw, HBO, The Girl, HBO, Killing Lincoln, NGC. The Race In. Wait a second. For Part 3 HBO and Phil Spector HBO. And it goes on. I thought I was nearing the end of the list. Not too far. I want to go to the bottom and then move back up. Technical direction, camera work, video control for a miniseries, movie special, the Kennedy Center, Arnold CBS, the Oscars ABC, 2013 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony, HBO, Super Bowl Halftime Show Star, Beyonce CBS. The winner was the 66th Annual Tony Award. Technical direction, camera work, video control for a series. The winner was the Big Bang Theory for the Heads, Ghosts, and Observation CBS. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart for episode 18020's Comedy Central. Dancing with the Stars for episode 1610A ABC. Jimmy Kimmel Live for episode 12 to 1776 ABC. Saturday Night Live for the host, Martin Short ABC. And Voice for Live, final performance of season 3 NBC. Stunt coordination for a drama series, miniseries, and movie. Blue Bloods for Secret Live CBS. NCIS for Revenge CBS. Winner Revolution for Nobody's Fault But Mine. NBC Southland for Bleed Out. Special visual effects and supporting role, Banshee for Pilot Cinemax, Boardwalk Empire for The Pony, HBO, The Borgias for The Prince, Showtime, The Vicious Demons for The Lovers, Stars, Revolution for Pilot, NBC, Lycans for Disposition, and then there's a special visual effects, Battlestar Galactica, Blood for Chrome, Sci-Fi, Moth. Defiance for Pilot, Sci-Fi, Fallen Skies for Worlds Apart, TNT, Winner, Game of Thrones for Valar, The Harris, HBO, Hemlock Grove for Children of the Night, Netflix, Last Resort for Captain ABC. Sound mixing for comedy are drama series, Half Hour, and Animation, Martin Family for My Hero, ABC, the winner was Nurse Jackie for Teachable Moments, Showtime, The Office for Finale, Parks and Recreation for Leslie and Ben, NBC, 30 Rock for Mazelle, 12 Dummies, NBC, American Idol for Finale, The Colbert Report for episode 8137, Comedy Central, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart for episode 17153, Comedy Central, 65th Annual Grammy Awards. Original main title theme music, America's FX, Copper, BBC America. The winner was Da Vinci's Demon, Stars, Elementary, CBS, Hemlock Grove, Netflix, and House of Cards, Netflix. Original music and lyrics, Nashville, For I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive. Song title, Nothing in This World Will Ever Break My Heart Again. The Neighbors for Sing Like a Larry Bird. Song title, More or Less the Kind of Thing You May or May Not Possibly See on Broadway. Smash for the Parents. Song title, Hang the Moon. Smash for the Bells and Whistles. Song title, I Hear Your Voice in a Dream. 30 Rock for Hogarth. Last Lunch. Song title, Royal Jury. Music direction, Christmas in Washington, NBC, TNT. The Kennedy Center Honors, CBS, the Oscars, ABC. Rodgers and Hammerstein Carousel, live from Lincoln Center, PBS, winner, 66th Annual Tony Awards. Music composition for miniseries, movie, and special original dramatic score, The Girl, HBO, Mia Maxima Coppola, Silence in the House of God, HBO, Parade's End for Part 5, HBO, Restless for Part 2, Sunday's Channel, Ring of Fire for Lifetime. Music composition for a series, original dramatic score, Arrest Development for Flight of the Phoenix, Netflix, The Borgias for The Prince, Showtime, Winner Downtown, aiming for Episode 6, PBS, House of Cards for Chapter 1, Netflix, Last Resort for Captain ABC, Mr. Selfish Masterpiece for Episode 1, PBS. Prosthetic makeup for series, miniseries, movie, or a special, I like that. American Horror Story, Asylum, FX, The Winner Behind the Cattle Bra, HBO. Game of Thrones for Laura Harris, HBO, Saturday Night Live for host Jennifer Lawrence, The Walking Dead for The Sorrowful Life. Winner, a makeup for a miniseries of movie, non-prosthetic. American Horror Story, Asylum, FX. Winner, Behind the Cover Bra, HBO, Liz and Dick, Lifetime, Field Spray to HBO, and Ring of Fire, Lifetime. Makeup for a multi-camera series or special, non-prosthetic. Dancing Stars for episode 1603, ABC. How I Met Your Mother for PBS, I Love You, CBS. Key and Peele for episode 209, Comedy Central, the Oscars, ABC. We're in a Saturday Night Live with the host, Justin Timberlake. Then there's makeup for a single camera series, non-prosthetic. Boardwalk Empire for Resolution, HBO. The Borgias for the Gunpowder Plot, Showtime. Winner Game of Thrones for Kids by Fire, HBO. Glee for Guilty Pleasures, Fox. Mad Men for The Doorway, AMC. Once Upon a Time for The Evil Queen, ABC. The main pattern design, American Horror Story, Asylum, FX. Winner Da Vinci's Demon, Stars. Elementary, he was also nominated, CBS. Hollow 4, Forward Unto Dawn, Machinima.com. The Newsroom, HBO, Vikings History. Lighting design and lighting direction for variety special, Andrea Moselli, Love and Portofino, Great Performances, PBS, the 55th Annual Grammy Awards, CBS, London 2012 Olympic Games, Opening Ceremony, NBC, the Oscars, ABC, 2013 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony, HBO, winner of the Super Bowl, halftime show featuring Beyonce. Hairstyling for a miniseries and movie, American Horror Story, Asylum, Winner Behind the Kettle of Bra, HBO, Liz and Dick, Lifetime, Phil Spector, HBO, Political Animals, USA, and Ring of Fire, Lifetime. Hairstyles on Matai, Camera Series and Special, The Big Bang Theory for the Bakersfield Expedition, CBS, Dancing Stars for Episode 1603, ABC, The Oscars, ABC, The Voice for the Live Shows, Part 1, Season 3, NBC, Winner, Saturday Night Live, for the host, Jennifer again, there's the Picture Editing for Reality programming, The Amazing Race to Be Safe and Don't Get Hit by a Cow, Where the Deadliest Cult Catch for Mutiny on the Bering Sea Discovery Channel, Project Runway for a Times Square Anniversary Party, Europe, Here We Come, Lifetime, Survivor for Dripping Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Very interesting. Should be close to the end. American Master for Mel Brooks, Make a Noise, Crossfire Hurricane HBO, Elsa HBO, Winner Mia Maxima Coppola, Silence in the House of God HBO, Richard Pryor on Myth of Mythology. The Cover Report for CGI University episode 9083, Comedy Central, Winner Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Australia and Gun Control's Aftermath, Part 3, episode 18092, Comedy Central, London 2012 Olympic Games opening ceremony for Happy and Glorious NBC. Louis C.K. Oh My God HBO and Saturday Night Live with Lincoln host Louis C.K. And so there's probably about a couple more we could go down in regards to preparation for the Emmy. But it's near time to conclude the program. And, of course, we'll be talking about the winners and the losers on Monday, Motivating Monday. And also we'll talk about the new music releases also. Since we mainly talked about movies and we talked about this right here, this list of the ones that are okay. Excuse me. I'm getting back into the studio area here on the website. We've heard some amazing music today. Okay. It's coming. And the sun's trying to peek out. There we go. Okay. Well, again, I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm going to play a couple more songs, and maybe you'll hear my voice one more time. And until then, check out Elder Bar Studio, just please. I just wanna hear you scream.
know that you hold something. It was well as it came. Baby girl, I'm your man. You have some faith in me. I'm here, we gotta ride all around down this page with me. Cause you know who I am, and I know you golden girl. Trust me, go get home, girl. You can have my whole new world. Just see, give all the love that you got to me.
Check out more of his music at ReverbNation.com also. Go through. running around. Mars Mills, native of Texas, but resides in Chicago. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and support. And our next live broadcast will be Monday morning, Motivating Monday. So remember, the schedule is Monday and Wednesday, 5:30 a.m., Friday, 3 p.m., Saturday night club called the Shock Entertainment Report comes alive on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. And then the first Sunday of each month, we'll live broadcast talk about youth advocacy and also for young people and kids. Also, it's invited for everyone. I don't know why all of a sudden I got tongue-tied. But youth advocates from age 1 to 100, and we'll talk about not only society, what's happening in society. We have fun shows too, Boston series shows, because that is a very important subject matter. But again, thank you for tuning in to our weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Not going yet, play a little bit more music, but just wanted to, let you know about that. Here's Karen and Sharon. is like 2 hours broadcasting. So Monday morning we'll be talking about the winners and losers of the Emmys and the bench stress and all that good stuff, and also healthy topics and motivating topics on Monday. Big shout out to the Avon and Mark community also. I think some are in a meeting right now in New Orleans. Executive sales leaders and unit leaders and all that. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and support. And we'll top it off with Prince and 3EG. God bless you. Until next time, be good and be true and spread love. Thank you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and next live broadcast will be Motivating Monday, bright and early Monday morning, 5:30 Central Standard Time. Thank you for your support and your love. God bless.